Welcome to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show with Kimberly Meredith. Get ready for a live hour of powerful healing miracles. She's a world-renowned medical intuitive, trans-channel, psychic surgeon, and spiritual teacher. Relax and breathe in. You are now entering the fifth dimension. When calling, please do not mention any personal medical details or conditions. Kimberly will use her medical mediumship abilities to remotely detect your medical situation and connect you to your loved ones on the other side. Please call in at 888-627-6008 and be a part of the show.
Welcome, everybody, to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show. I'm Kimberly Meredith, your host tonight. And we have a very, very special show tonight with a very, very special psychic medium, intuitive motivator, and transformational coach, Elias Petras. And we are so excited about having him on tonight. He's going to come on in a couple of seconds, but I'm first going to take us way, way into the fifth dimension tonight because we need that healing. We need it so much right now because everything that's going on in our world. Let's take a deep breath. Inhale and exhale. Inhale and exhale. And let's all say a couple lines of an affirmation from my book, Awakening to the Fifth Dimension. We're leaving the third dimensional world behind. We're letting go of all the fear. We're grounding ourselves in a state of love. We're not afraid. We're in the fifth dimension. We're calling in the omnipresent. We're completely protected. We are multidimensional beings. We're making a clear choice to experience love and light. We're in the fifth dimension. We are strong. We're taking back our power. We are in the fifth dimension. We're combating against dark energy. We are love. We are light. We're releasing all fears. We are perfect love of the Christ consciousness. We're calling in the healing. We are love. We are light. We are joy. We have no fear. We have strength. We are calling in our angels. We're calling in the Christ light. We're letting go of fear. Today and every day, whatever we face, we know we have the light of the Christ consciousness around us. Everything is okay. We're letting no trial overcome our hearts. Today and every day, we're calling in the highest Christ dimension. Our consciousness is strong. Every day, our minds are glowing with health. We shall have the courage moving forward in this beautiful light energy. Whatever brings to us, we are protected with this beautiful shield over our body. We're activated with a divine mission. We're in the fifth dimension, Sat Nam. Taking a deep breath, inhale and exhale. Inhale in through your nose and exhale. Inhale and exhale. One more time, really breathing in, inhale and exhale. Elias Petras is a best-selling author, a psychic medium, intuitive motivator, transformational coach who blends personal development with intuitive guidance to help others break free from mind traps, keeps them stuck. Yes, we don't want to be stuck. Through his signature mindset framework, over 25 years of experience in energy work, Elias empowers people to shift their mindset, reconnect with their intuition, and reclaim their self-worth. Wow. He also is the creator of the Mind Trappers, a transformational lens that helps people identify release patterns like perfectionism, people-pleasing, control, and fixing that helps them block their true path. Wow. Adopted at 18 months after living in 5 foster homes, Elias channels his early experiences of abandonment and self-discovery into a mission of helping others feel seen, heard, and healed. Wow. Oh, I get goosebumps. I just can't wait to bring him up. Elias, are you here?
I am. Thank you so much for having me on here. I'm so excited, and what a great introduction. Thank you.
Thank you. Tell everybody about your awakening and more about you being a psychic medium and an intuitive motivator. I just want you to share everything about you to my audience. I've been on air for quite a few years now. And to start from the beginning, like, what was it like just as you remember when you were like just starting out as a baby even?
Well, that story is a great story. I was adopted from two amazing people. My mom and dad both were Greek Americans, so they were born in Chicago, but of Greek descent. And my mom was born 1919, and my dad was born 1909. So they were 46 and 56 when they adopted me. My mom had 5 miscarriages. And before they decided to adopt. And she had a dream that she would find a baby in a blue crib with a white dove painted on it. Outside the orphanage was 2 stone pillars, 2 stone doves. And that's kind of what she thought was a sign to look for. But the funny thing is, Kimberly and everybody that's listening, they did not want a child under 5 years old. They were older. And here's the funny thing. Everybody told them they're too old, they're too old, they're too old. So my parents are like, we're going to do this. And everything fit in place. All the boxes were checked. Everything was done for an international adoption within less than 5 months, which is crazy. It's crazy. And there's a repeated pattern of 5. My mom had 5 miscarriages. I was in 5 foster homes before I was 18 months old. My life path number is a 5. It's fascinating to me. Anyway,
wow.
My parents were going around from adoption center to adoption, their orphanage to orphanage, and they weren't finding children that they wanted. There was medical history that as older parents, they didn't know, you know, it would have been hard for them. So they were driving with their lawyer and another woman. Now, my parents both spoke Greek fluently because their parents were Greek, and they're driving past, and my mom said, stop the car. And the woman's like, no, these are kids 3 and under. And she said, no, please stop the car. She got out of the car with my dad. In front of her was 2 stone pillars, 1 stone dove, and the other stone dove was missing. But as my mom would tell the story, a beautiful beige turtle dove flew down and landed on her shoulder. Now, I always kid with her, especially when I tell the story. I'm like, yeah, we call that a pigeon, but okay, that's fine. So they went into the orphanage, and there I was, center aisle, all the way in the back, blue crib with a white dove painted on it. And my mom always said that you were made for us. You know, God wanted you to be with us. And she always said this to me. She said, never take no for an answer. If we did, you wouldn't be here.
That's right. Wow. That is a beautiful
story. I really think this is how the spiritual path started for me. It was, you know, I had to come to America and I had to be with my parents, and they were amazing people, but I always was one of those kids that was sensitive. And I know that you sharing your story, I was like, I felt things a lot. I would see movies and I would cry. Even I would cry at commercials that were moving or anything that had to do with family. So I knew that there was something going on. And it was probably about a couple of years before my parents died. And I had a vision of just learning things. And I didn't know what to make of it, but I journaled it. And prior to all this, all through my life, I had older parents, so I had older relatives. I would dream the night before someone died, I would dream that we were in a Greek church. Everybody was there, but the person that was missing was the person that actually passed away. We would get a phone call and we would hear, my mom would come knocking on the door and she's like, so-and-so passed away this morning. And that was the person that wasn't in my dream. And that happened at least five, six, seven, eight times. It was just crazy. So, you know, high school happened and I kind of tuned down all that stuff. And then again, like I said, around my 30th birthday, things popped up again and I was tapping into things and I was feeling things that I'm like, why am I feeling your pain? Why am I feeling this? Why am I doing this? And I got into massage school. I became a massage instructor and I would always know where to focus more energy on the body. I took Reiki. I did the Akashic Record. So I really jumped in fully into all this work because I really wanted to be of service. And a year before my parents passed, we were in church and it was Greek Good Friday. And I'm sorry, I was in church. My mom was sick and my dad, it was the first year of him being in a nursing home. And
oh, wow.
I went in church and I did the sign of cross, kneeled and closed my eyes because I'm short. I'm like 5'4", 5'3", but 5'4" on a good day. And I wanted to be on the side of the aisle and I'm saying a prayer and I felt someone's hand on my shoulder and I'm like, oh, it's a little old woman, little old man, probably just, you know, bracing themselves. Within 2 seconds, what I heard was, one of your parents won't be here next year for Easter. I opened up my eyes. Nobody was around me. Not a single
wow.
person was around me. I left the church crying. The following year, my mom died 3 weeks before Easter.
Wow.
So
yeah.
it's kind of hard for me to go to church sometimes.
Yeah.
So, but that's how a lot of it started. And I got into life coaching and really doing more of an intuitive coaching, transformational coaching. So blending the intuition with the coaching, like I would ask a client, you know, I'm sensing something happen around this age. Is that true? And they mostly would say yes. And I'm like, this is where we need to start with your issue of why you're not finding love or why you're feeling not worthy, because it started at the age of 9 when a teacher said blah, 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 blah. So it's fascinating to me. Yeah. And I love doing this work. I'm coming up in July will be my 55th weekend retreat.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
You like doing retreats. You
I love doing retreats
together. Wow.
I do.
And what does it mean? You were talking about mindset. Yeah, is that a program you put together? Is that what you?
The mindset is a framework that I thought of in my book, Changing the F You to Thank You. How to Feel.
Yeah, I love that.
Your
book. Yeah. That's your name of your book, right?
Yes, I did. Thank you. And that is an acronym. So M is for mistakes. I is for intention and improve. N is for never give up. D is for determination. E is for elbow grease and embrace.
Uh-huh.
And S is for see yourself successful. I did that backwards. Sorry. D is for determine. S is for see yourself successful. E is for elbow grease and embrace. And T is for treat. Each one gives you to a certain stage. So when we get stuck in the mistake, I really think most of us get in the shoulda, coulda, woulda. And if I would have done this, I could have done this. And we don't realize that things happen for us. They don't happen to us. They happen for us. And that's really an important piece that we will sit and work on those things. And how can we really, truly flip that script and really see the gift? Because as you know, because you teach this, it's about what are we putting out there? How are we focusing on? If we're putting out negative energy out there, like I can't do this and this will never work.
Right.
Well, we're never going to get what we want. If we start feeling like, yes, I really do deserve this. And yes, I really am worthy of this. And I really want to see myself move forward step by step, softly, gently, and quickly. I think that when we align ourselves with more positive thinking and more heartfelt thinking, we rid ourselves of those fear-based stories that we tell ourselves or the chaos that comes with it, the chaotic noise that we hear from the outside world, which then messes up with our inside voice or our inner voice, and then it becomes inner chaos.
I love that. That's great.
It's just, thank you. It's just, and it's what I love. Go ahead.
Yeah. Is that in the book that you have out right now?
It's in the book. The book is a workbook. So it tells a little story about me, and then it says a couple examples, and I'll go into a story, and then I have prompts, journal prompts that people can write through. And in the back of the book, there's a great piece in the appendix part of the book, and there's some affirmations in there, and it goes through each of the mindsets, M-I-N-D-S-E-T, and we have examples, and there's also a 20-minute guided meditation in there as well.
That is amazing. And the book is called Changing the F-U to Thank You.
Correct.
And where do you get the book?
You can get it on my website on ElliasPatras.com if you'd like me to sign it for you, or you can get it at on Amazon.
Okay. And let's tell everybody where your website is again.
Sure. It's www.ElliasPatras.com.
Okay, that's great. Yeah, and we have it on our website that everybody can see too. I want to tell, go over some more before we go to taking calls. What is something that you like the most when you're working with clients that you do? What is something that really gets you super excited?
I love when people can see their aha moment, when they can see and feel the shift. When that light bulb clicks, it is so exciting for me to see, whether it's me doing one-on-one clients coaching or what have you, or talking to someone, whether it's a psychic mediumship, whatever session I'm doing, and they make that connection. I love when they see when the A and the B can connect together. And on a retreat, I love seeing them coming in on a Friday night or Friday afternoon, and they leave completely different Sunday afternoon. I actually have all the attendees take a look at themselves Sunday morning, and they really can see a shift on their face. I can feel it. They can see it, and they leave with some amazing tools. I have one woman that has followed me since COVID, and she has been on every single retreat of mine. Yeah, since for the past almost 3 years now.
Yeah, you've led over 50 retreats. I mean, you must have gone to some incredible places.
I have. I've gone to Ecuador, which is our first international retreat. I'm originally from Chicago. I live in Washington State, but I'm originally from Chicago. So I've done a lot of retreats in the Midwest. I've done them in Florida. I've done them in Washington. And we've gone to an amazing place for a more intimate retreat. No more than 15 people for this one. And that place is called Terramuse Wellness Sanctuary. And that's in Mechanicsville, Iowa. It's just a remote place. And we really can dive deep at that retreat center. But I'm looking at other retreat centers, and you know, I might be in your neck of the woods sometime, Kimberly, so I will let you know.
I would love that. Do you believe, Elias, that everyone is intuitive?
I do. I believe every single one of us is. I think that we are born that way. I don't know why people wouldn't feel that way, because if we're all created, we're unique. All of our abilities are unique, but we all have them. I think what traps us, as what I call the mind traps, is the perfectionist piece, the control piece, the people pleasing, that's a huge one, and then also the fixer. We focus on those things, and then we want to get out of the fears, so we jump into these four different roles, which then leads us deeper into our fear of not being in control, our fear of not being liked, our fear of being judged, and our fear of not being able to be in a relationship, not being able to be in a relationship with self, because we always are looking for a better improvement.
That's amazing. Do you believe that when you're in your psychic mediumship, you know, when you're in those that energy mode, that you have a certain guide that you're working with? Do you know the guides you're working with? Is there someone in particular that you work with when you're working with your clients?
I always do a prayer right before I start anything, whether it's a retreat, whether it's a coaching client or a psychic medium thing. I will always call in the archangels. I will always call in, I like to call in Jesus. I like to call in Virgin Mary. I always call in my mom and dad as well. Yeah. I just love their energy, and they're the closest to me. I also do channeled work, and I will sometimes call in what is the keepers of the angelic realm, and they gave me a name, and they like to call themselves Ezekiel.
Yes, I felt that you were a channel. I could feel that very much so.
Thank you.
You're very powerful. We are listening to Elias Petras, and he is the best-selling author of Changing the FU to Thank You. And he's a psychic medium, intuitive motivator, and you're a coach. You're a transformational coach, which is super cool. And we're going to go to break right now, but when we come back, call in, and we're going to take some calls. And does that sound good to you?
Sounds excellent. Thank you.
Okay, so we're going to go to break right now. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Meredith, medical intuitive healer and author. My new book is called Awakening to the Fifth Dimension, Discovering the Soul's Path to Healing. This book was channeled through my guides of Christ Light to help you embark on your own journey toward healing through divine miracles. My guides want you to have the information in this book in order to help you heal and improve every aspect of your life, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. We achieve this by raising your consciousness into the fifth dimension, where miracles and divine healing happen every day. You'll get nutritional and lifestyle plans and information. All this can be found on my website at thehealingtrilogy.com. The book is being sold everywhere in Kindle, paperback, hardcover, and audiobook. My new book is called Awakening to the Fifth Dimension, Discovering the Soul's Path to Healing. Thank you, and welcome to the Fifth Dimension.
In today's three-dimensional world, it's easy to get physically and emotionally sick. Raising your consciousness is crucial to healing. Kimberly Meredith has channeled a healing meditation CD that helps you to heal by helping you to elevate your consciousness. People have been healed just by listening to this CD, which lifts you away from third-dimensional pain, worry, and fear, and into the fifth-dimensional higher cosmic consciousness, where you can access healing for body and mind as you surrender to the higher self of love and light. For more information, please visit www.thehealingtrilogy.com and click on Store. That's www.thehealingtrilogy.com, or just Google The Healing Trilogy Meditation Healing CD, and Google will connect you.
Hi, this is Kimberly Meredith. As a spiritual healer, I'm often asked, Kimberly, can I be healed? The answer is, with God, anything is possible, and yes, you can be healed through the power of God. Your friends and family can be healed. Even animals can be healed. Please visit thehealingtrilogy.com to learn more about my process and my services. My office is located in Sherman Oaks. I offer intuitive medical scans and psychic surgery for you and your loved ones. At the Healing Trilogy, we treat adults, children, and animals. We offer medical scans, mediumship counseling, cold laser acupuncture, cold laser therapy, holistic health, nutritional plans, and many other services. We also have meditation CDs, and I Skype around the world on Fridays. Sign up for my newsletter and you'll receive a free CD. You'll also be informed about my upcoming healing events. Log on to thehealingtrilogy.com. Bless you.
Welcome back, everybody. I am so excited. My eyes are just blinking like crazy, and I'm ready for a retreat. I cannot believe how talented you are. We all have to follow you. You are just amazing. We have to make it like 60 retreats.
Okay, let's do it. Let's do it.
You're on your, are you on like your 55 retreat?
In July, it will be my 55th weekend retreat. It's an intimate retreat in Mechanicsville, Iowa. It's called Going Deeper into Love, where we talk about how to love self and what are the old patterns that we tell ourselves. We're going to do an energy cord cutting. We're going to do a blueprint, looking at the blueprint that we had and rewriting that blueprint. And we'll do two fire ceremonies. We're going to do a guided meditation with movement. So if people are blindfolded, I play music and then I tell them, like, you're going into a jungle and you're seeing this. Yeah. So they're doing all this stuff, which is just, it's one of my favorite things. It's one of my favorite things.
Beautiful. The guys are just blinking and just saying, this is so beautiful. So we're going to talk more about the retreat and all your beautiful work towards the end of our show. But right now we have callers waiting to talk to you. So this is so exciting. Leah, are you there?
I'm Kimberly Leah. Kimberly Lee.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
Okay. You can ask us a question.
I'm trying to figure out why I'm not healing. What the underlying cause is.
Okay. You can ask that. Okay. You're trying to figure out why you're not healing. What's happening to you?
Am I supposed to get specifics?
Yeah, you can ask us a full question.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what I need to do in order to heal what has been going on with me in terms of my disabilities. I'd like to know how to heal it.
Heal what?
How to heal my disabilities.
Okay. Do you want to take this first question, Elias?
Sure, I'll give it a whirl.
And then I'll come in second,
That's okay. So I'm sorry, your name is Kimberly Lee?
Yes.
Okay. So can I ask you, Kimberly Lee, do you have an autoimmune type of disease?
Yes, sir, I do.
Okay. So what I'm sensing and what I'm feeling is that, just go with me on this and see if this resonates with you. What I feel is that it could be something environmental. I don't know why, but my chest is getting really tight and my skin's starting to itch. So that always tells me that there could be something in the environment that, you know, your personal environment, whether, I don't know if it's something as simple as, you know, like air filters being changed and different kind of cleaning products to be used, but it feels like that's kind of the start of it. If we go to the core cause, my sense is, did something happen traumatic around 9 or 10?
Nothing that I can pinpoint.
There could be like a death in the family, a divorce in the family, something that was shocking to your system.
Yeah, probably. Probably a grandparent passing.
Okay.
Maybe around that time.
And would you say that your autoimmune disease happened a little later and towards, like, I don't know, these numbers are popping up, so I'm asking for them to go a little bit slower. around 18, 19, something like that?
Yes, I would say, but not seen by anybody else, maybe felt by me, but not diagnosed.
Sure, I understand.
Yeah.
I understand. And it feels like to me there's more than one thing going on. Like, it feels like there's a couple of, like, one started and then two other things showed up.
Yes,
does that resonate with you?
So.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So if we can start, and again, I'm not a medical doctor. You know, I would have to have, you know, I'm just going to say this. Not a medical doctor. A suggestion would be that if you were to speak to a functional medical doctor so they can look at you holistically from everything from environment to traditional pieces, that might be a suggestion for you. And then also, this is going to sound odd, but also, do you do a gratitude journal?
Not currently, no.
Okay. If you could go back to doing that and start one to three things a day that you are grateful for and really start reprogramming the brain to start mm-hmm. looking for the joys in your life, even if it's like, I'm going to take a picture of my, I'm being silly right now. I'm going to take a picture of my toenails right now because I really like them. They're pretty, not mine, yours. They're pretty and I like the way that they're painted. And then I'm going to share that joy with someone and say, these really made me happy. Or I took a walk today and I saw a baby laughing and I took a picture of that and that made me really happy. What you're doing is you're training their neurons in the brain to shift to start looking for more joyful things. And then the body in some way starts feeling different. And I'm just going to ask this, if you're okay with this. I have a prayer bowl on my meditation cloth. Are you okay with me just putting your name in the prayer bowl and we can ask for prayers for you?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Yeah,
and
I
then,
love that.
What we'll do in July on my retreat, we take those pieces of paper and we throw them in the fire so that then the smoke goes up to God and God helps with those prayers as well.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's
what I have.
Beautiful.
Kimberly Meredith, how about you?
Yeah, so I think that sounds just like so beautiful. And for me, just to pop in real quick, because we have some other callers waiting, just a mini read. I feel like from my guides coming in, we're going to just do a real nice quick healing on you to do an emotional reset and release and a trauma release on your large intestine and your small intestine, because I see some interesting gut issues going on with you. And it's all like when you get emotionally like wound up with it goes into your lower gut area. And I'm just going to say before we leave, I think you need a new probiotic also. So that's just the last final thing. But I do see some of it is stuck emotional release and a trauma release in that area in your gut. I feel like when you get upset, it's stuck in the lower abdomen.
Okay.
Thank you, sweetheart, for calling in on the show.
Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you. So we have, I think there's Gary on the line.
Okay. Hello, yes.
Hi, Gary.
Hi, Gary. Welcome to the show. Welcome to Medical Intuitive Miracle Show.
Thank you.
How can we help?
I'm looking at the state of affairs with my relationship to life as I am currently to make the most of things. I've been blessed with so many great things to be able to make things happen. I'm wondering how close I am to or what I might be able to do to expedite things.
Oh, great question.
Yeah, for my improvement. And
So what I'm hearing you say is that you would like to know how to make things happen a little bit faster in what you want to share with the world, in a sense.
Yeah. I was on we have a means of transportation here called the light rail. It's like a train. It's a transit train that gets us around the region. And I was overhearing a conversation as I was of one man's situation with his daughter. He was concerned about her. And you said, Sharon, the idea of Kimberly Meredith came to mind, and I mentioned that she's got that connection with God. She has prayers, and as they was to look at for the improvement of her daughter, and the situation with them as they were leaving, I forgot. I thought that I would interject the thought that there was she might want to talk with Kimberly herself, and that was it. But yeah, that was, I think, a thing that would be indicative of the idea that I am there to share. Just recognizing that opportunity, I had that relationship with my own receipt of the awakening in the fifth dimension. And I have another book that is autographed by someone who is also a medium. His name is Barry Strom. Him and his wife Connie were together. They channel the Holy Spirits and angels. Angels and Christ once a week, but these kinds of things are just with me, and I just need to have them be integral to me to be able to flow, if you will, and feed to my soul's journey. I've been dealing with a medical condition resulting from MRSA, cellulitis. We're still bringing that to an end, but I do have some medical concerns also. So I don't know how that they might be able to be addressed. Maybe to be in touch there. Maybe you were mentioning something about your own praying.
So Gary, So we'd like you to ask one question to us, which is, I love what you just said, which is amazing. So could you sum up the one question you'd like to ask to us?
Yes.
Thank you.
For my relocating from the situation that I am to give this to somebody else where I would be in the process attending to my own situation in a manner that would have me relocated. There are financial things that are miraculous too, I think, that I've been focusing on. So that's
what I'm getting that's coming in for me, mm-hmm. is there's someone from the afterlife coming in. I don't know if you can hear me.
Yeah.
Can you hear me? I am hearing you, yes. Yeah, you can hear me okay? Yeah, I'm getting someone coming in from the other side. It's a man that crossed over that is saying, you know, put your trust in him, and it's guiding you. It's almost like Christ, light. It's Jesus, Holy Spirit, guiding you and saying, you know, put your whole self in the hands, and you're actually always have been in the hands of the Holy One, and it's guiding you in the right direction. And also, I think your father has passed over. Did your father pass over?
I don't know. I was an orphan. I was left from him when I was five.
Okay.
And so you think that he's there?
Yeah, I do see a man there, and I also see you're very connected to Jesus. But I do see there's something about you just turning it over and flowing with your mission that you're on. Also, I feel you were born when you came into the world. They're telling me have you always been a businessman? But they're telling me you've always been in business and you're very good at business. And they're also telling me you're very connected to the Christ light, the Christ consciousness. They're showing me the seven.
Okay.
Can you confirm that?
Yeah, I would confirm that. That I am of a business mind.
Absolutely. They're showing me the five, and they're showing me the seven, which is Christ light, the sign of the spiritual teacher. I'm going to turn it over to Elias now, and then we're going to go to the next caller. Thank you so much.
So I also got Kimberly. it was a gentleman as well, a man coming in.
Yes.
And it was someone that was putting down in my vision that there was violets, which violets for me are always about forgiveness.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and I'm hearing an echo in the background.
Violence.
Yeah, and it's amazing how they love him so much, and they want to protect him and help him move forward and just flow with it. And he's been so blessed his whole life.
So is it me that has the problem with being violent, or what is as it was perpetrated against me? That's more of a recent ongoing thing with court.
No, violets, the violet flowers, the violets, like seeing violets, not violets, violets, right?
Oh, okay.
And violets are always a symbol for me of forgiveness. So it feels like if, from what you said, that your father left when you were five, I feel like this is the way of showing, like, asking for forgiveness. And usually what happens is when right. And usually what happens when a loved one passes, they are there to help, to almost like in a sense, I was not good here when that kind of relationship happens. I wasn't good here in the 3D world, in the real world, in life. And what I want to do now is help get you to the next phase of what you want. So almost like your dad is a guide if you want him to be. Because when they leave, they just go to love. All the other stuff that they have in this world,
beautiful.
It diminishes, right? I hope that helps a little bit, Gary.
Thank you for calling in.
Yes.
That was beautiful, Elias. That was spot on.
Amazing.
Thanks.
Yeah. Megan is here. Megan.
Yeah.
Are you
on
the line?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi. Do you have a question for us tonight?
Hi.
We have quite a night here on the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show. Quite a night.
Well, first let me say that Elias, I am a former client of Elias.
Oh.
Continued friend. And we did a lot of work together, him and I, and he has always encouraged me to talk to a medical intuitive, and he's also helped me with some things in that realm, but the older I get, the harder it is for me to kind of keep weight off. Basically, I'm going through the change that women go through. But I've wasted so much money on medications and supplements and all this other stuff. And like my skin is just not great. And every month I have my cycle, it just gets worse and worse. Like the weight just won't go away no matter how great I eat or what I do. And so I just feel like there's kind of like a, I don't know if there's like an underlying physical cause. I'm sure there's still some emotional stuff despite what Elias and I have already been through and stuff like that. So he's always encouraged me to talk to a medical intuitive, and hopefully the two of you can kind of point me in the right direction.
Yeah, I mean.
So I'm guessing like what is like if you can kind of tune into if there's any like avenue I should explore that I haven't already, because I'm at my wit's end. Like I've been dealing with them since I was 13.
Yeah. You know, with weight gain, it takes a lot of like an hour session to go through everything you're eating. And also if you're taking in plastic, hormone has a lot to do with weight gain. I don't know if you've had your A1C checked and your blood work. It's good to know.
No, I've been through it all. I was diagnosed with PCOS when I was 18, and I've been through everything, like literally everything. Like right now, as far as I know, I'm in pretty good health. My blood work comes back normal all the time. I think maybe thyroid, but they say it's always normal. But that's my problem, is I've been going to the Western medical system completely tells me I'm normal all the time, and I'm still experiencing.
So to answer, to answer your question, when you are saying some of the things that are normal, my guides are saying they are not normal. So that's, I am a very, very strict medical intuitive. I go through everything in the body. It takes me an hour. I go through all your organs. Mm-hmm. I scan every single thing. I go through and I ask the guides, you know, blood work 1 to 5, hydration 1 to 5, vitamin levels 1 to 5. And as I go through the body and I go through everything, my guides will find out if you are ingesting plastics, hormones, and all of these things can play a role in not being able to lose weight. And I know it sounds like that's kind of weird, but we could go to the store and accidentally eat something that has hormone in it and plastics and things, and it could slow down our immune system. And, you know, sometimes there's things that are better for us to eat than others. So, for instance,
right.
like what
and
kind
I mean,
of,
it's not just the weight. It's like my hormones have never been right since like I have, like, I don't, my body does not produce progesterone like at all. I need help. Otherwise it doesn't do it.
Yeah. So
and
you could always do a longer session with me privately, but right now on the radio, they are telling me, you know, I can't say things over the radio because then other people would go get them and then it wouldn't be good for them. But, you know,
the only solution I've come up with is leaving America, which
okay, so
is something
I
think I've been toying with anyways, but.
Okay. So I could just suggest, like, what kind of water are you drinking? I could do that on air. Do you want to tell us the water you're drinking?
I do. I have started doing spring water, strictly spring water. Like, I have to buy it.
Okay, is it in plastic or is it in, I'm sorry, honey, is it in plastic or glass?
They sell it in plastic, so.
Yeah, so.
You know.
We suggest that you drink it in glass and never drink out of plastic. Plastic is bad for us, so. In my book, Awakening to the Fifth Dimension, there's a whole chapter about how water can save your life. So we suggest drinking it out of glass. But
okay.
we got a lot of calls tonight for Elias. So is it okay if we move on to the next call? But I'm really glad you called in tonight.
Thanks, Megan.
Thank you so much,
is
Megan.
Is there anything like emotionally that you can point me towards real quick that I should look at at this point in my life?
Emotionally, I suggest meditation every day and taking yourself way up into that fifth dimension to lower your cortisol. Yeah. You know, going into Samatha. Yeah. Thank you so much. And we're definitely having a class this Saturday, which is free on thehealingtrilogy.com. You can go there. We're going to talk about that in 10 minutes. We have only 10 minutes left for the show.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you. So let's try to get a couple more calls left. It goes by so fast.
Selena.
Selena wants to talk to Elias. So here we go. Selena.
Hi, Selena.
Selena, do you have one question for us? Selena, are you there?
Leslie,
are you there?
Yes.
Leslie, feather call drops.
Yes.
Hi, Leslie. Do you have a question for us? Thank you for being
not
here.
Not really. I'm just listening.
Oh, you don't have a question for us tonight?
I just got on. I was having trouble getting on, so I'm just listening to the rest of the show.
Oh. You don't want to
ask. Thank you for listening. Do you have a question?
Thank you for listening to our show.
a question about what? What are we allowed to ask questions about?
Anything you want to ask is about your health, about mediumship, about what the show is about tonight.
Oh, is this about the empath Elias?
Yeah.
You can talk about. Sure.
Okay. I forgot what we talked about, being too sensitive, being a person that has problems being too sensitive.
Yeah.
And I'm having a lot of problems with it. And I was wondering if there's anything I could do about it.
Yeah.
So when we're highly sensitive people and when we are empathic, it's really important to establish boundaries for yourself. And that is a really important piece that I would highly suggest about what are my boundaries? What are my where do I draw the line in the sand? And to really hold yourself up to those boundaries and really hold others to the boundaries. No means no. As a former
people
pleaser.
I'm afraid they won't like me.
Oh, wow.
Right.
That's such a good point.
Right. And that's why we
I don't know how to do boundaries. They'll leave. I don't want people to leave me.
I understand. And I think I know who you are. You're in Florida, correct?
Correct.
Correct. Okay. I know who you
are. A Marmo.
I know who you are. So here's a suggestion. Here's a suggestion. That's an assumption that you're making. Until you show people different, they're always going to take you for who you've morphed into, who you chameleonized yourself into. When you say yes to everyone else and you really mean no, you're really saying no to you. So it is the time in your life to start saying yes to you.
Yes.
When I say no to my adult children, they left. They didn't want to hear no from their mom. They left. They're adults.
They'll come back.
No, it's been 10 years. They're now coming back. I speak to them, but not very often. Only when I text them. They don't want anything to do with me because I didn't do everything that they said. So my boundaries didn't work very well for me.
So I suggest
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, Kimberly. Go ahead.
I was just going to say it's good to have your self-worth. And my guides are saying to me, there's an important, what Elias is saying also with you, and the guides are coming in and saying, it's important to have your worthiness inside of yourself because you don't want people to walk over you. You want to have self-love.
Yeah, it doesn't work for me. It's okay.
They're saying, the guides are saying, no, it will work for you in the end because I feel like they'll respect you. Do you feel that, Elias? They'll respect her in the end.
I do. I do. But, and here's the thing, Leslie, if you close a door and you lock it, that door is never going to open because you're not even putting forth, I'm open to the possibility of, you're right. Saying an immediate no. An immediate no is closing down that energy and you're saying, I don't deserve it. I'm not worthy of it. So it's done. It's closed. Forget about it. So if you do what you've always done, you're going to get what you always got.
But I've tried other things and they don't like it when I'm assertive and they don't have anything to do with me.
As Kimberly's saying, and as I've said as also before when we worked together, that if you continue to put down your boundaries and say no, and you're saying yes to you, eventually they will. And they will because they're going to want to. Because what happened is that my sense is that you've always given in.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you're. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, just the guides just keep blinking that her energy will shift a little bit if she's thinking more positive about the way she's saying no. Her no has to be a loving no, not a mad no. More of a loving no, a grateful no, shifting her no in a positive no. It's just a not a mad no, but a positive no.
There is no nice no.
Well, it can be shifting into a different kind of energy.
Okay.
All right.
I don't
be open to receive. Be open to receive that, Leslie. Just be open to receive.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank
I'm
you
sending
very
you
much.
Lots of it's love. Good. I'm sending you lots of love. I'm so happy you called in tonight. I am so
thank
happy you called.
Oh, thank you. I was told this was the right thing for me.
Yeah, I'm sending you lots of love and healing. And
thank you so much.
Magical, loving, fifth dimensional energy to you right now. And I'm sending you healing in your heart chakra. Because I can feel
thank
you need healing in your heart.
Okay,
and,
thank you.
I'm sending you so much love right now. I feel you need that love right now in your heart.
I do. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I'm sending it to you. Everybody
thank
hearing
you.
On the radio all over, this is a live show, is sending you healing right now. I can feel it. And I feel the Virgin Mary all around you sending love to you. And I'm just going to say right now how happy I am that Elias is here with us on the show. And I know how grateful everybody is that you're here with us tonight.
I am so grateful. Thank you.
Thank you so much. People just love you on the show. And do you want to tell people where you're at? Like, how can people find you? I mean, your work is just incredible. I'm getting chills. I mean, you gave so much great information tonight with all the callers.
Oh, you're so kind. Thank you. You can find me at www.eliaspatras.com. That's my website. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, LinkedIn, all at Elias Patras. So you can find me there, and you can also Find me on mindbodyspirit.fm.
Yes. And that is ELIASPATRAS.com.
Thank you. Yes.
And is there anything you want to say to people, like a words of encouragement before we leave tonight's show?
I always want to tell people to believe in themselves. They are the biggest cheerleader. So pick up your pom-poms and really, really give yourself a hug. Give yourself a cheer. Really love you, because when you say yes to you, the universe says yes back. I always say, yes, I can, because yes, I am. And remember the I am. The I am is intention, action, manifestation. When you say I am, the words right after that are the most important things.
That's amazing. I love that. So follow Elias Petras, and thank you. We love you. Thank you for being on the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show tonight.
Thank you so much.
See you soon.